the oldest cows would put a bell on, and the rest of the cows would hear the bell, and I guess they'd follow the bell on in.
I see. Can develop any set call, though? He might yell?
For pigs, they have to call pigs suey pig.
To get them to come to them?
Yeah.
What would you say to your chickens, say, if you were feeding them?
Yeah, chick, mm-hmm. like that. Right?
Okay. Do you know any calls to sheep?
No.
What about if you were plowing with mules or horses? What might you say to them to get them to turn?
Turn left is haul, turn right is G.
Okay. What about if you're just calling to your horses to get them to come in?
Almost the same way you do a dog, whistling. Here, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get up.
Okay, you have to make him stop.
Whoa.
All right. And if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you have to
saddle them.
Or another word might be.
I don't know.
Okay, something. I'm thinking of something begins with an H. You have to.
No, that wouldn't be. That'd be to a wagon. Harnessing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're riding a horse, what do you hold in your hand to guide him?
The reins.
And what if you're plowing?
The line.
And the things that you put your feet in when you're riding?
Stirrups.
Right. Do you know the term lead horse?
Lead horse?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I've heard it, but I don't know what it's.
Well, I'm referring to a particular horse that's hitched up either to a wagon or it's being plowed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I heard of that term.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you are familiar with
lead horse.
Okay. All right, this expression, if something's not right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just a way old.
Not right near at hand. It's just a right around the corner.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you haven't yet finished your journey, you say you still have a
long way to go.
All right. And if something's very common, you might say, I have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
any place.
Right.
Just about anywhere.
And if I fall down and fall this way, you say I fell.
Backward.
And that way.
Forward.
All right. Okay, getting back to land for a minute. The trenches that are cut out by a plow, you would call them?
Those are middle of rows. Middles of the rows.
Okay, any other term? Begins with an F.
What's that, Farrah?
Okay.
Something like that.
Spelled F-U-R-R-O-W.
Furrows. Okay. And I've read it more than I've said it.
Right, okay. If a man has a piece of land, he's got a lot of bushes and trees on it, and he wants to cultivate it, you'd say he did what to it to get all that stuff off?
Cleared it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where people around here use a word for land that's just been cleared?
New land?
Maybe.
New land.
Okay. A new ground?
New ground, yes.
Okay. What about if you've got a garden or a field and something comes in it, comes up in it that you didn't plant?
It volunteered.
Mm-hmm. And if you just cut your hay, then it comes back up the second time. Do you have a term for that?
Now, I'm not familiar enough with that hay to know.
Okay, second cutting, second growth.
Second growth. I may have heard it, but that's why I'm really not familiar with it.
Okay. Any wheat ever been growing around here?
Not as I know of. It may have been. I'm not sure. It may have been. Now to think about it, I believe it has been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you this. Say after you cut the wheat, you would tie it up into a what?
A bundle, or what do they call it, a sheaf?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you would take the bundles or the sheaves and you would put them all together into a what?
I wouldn't know that.
Okay. Do you know the word shock?
No, I don't.
Use that word, okay. All right, this is a measure. Farmer might say that he raised 40 foot of corn to an acre.
Bushels.
Okay.